I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Manzoni Wildlife Estate in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya here in the continent of Africa. And we continue with our discussion of diverse aspects of the continent of Africa. Today we focus on the island of Malagasy, sometimes described as Madagascar, or the Red Island, and the red because of the laterite soil that is found in that island, one of the largest islands in the world. Unique, connected to the continent of Africa, but with an interesting composition in her population. The bulk of the people who occupy Madagascar are from the island of Borneo, next to Malaysia, and are Austronesians. And when they came into that island, of course, there were few people who can be described as of Bantu origin. But preponderantly, it is from the stock of Borneo. And when they settled there, they created a kingdom, the very famous Merona Kingdom, which in the 1860s were the very first to resist French domination. Ultimately, of course, the French did succeed in creating a colony that existed from the year 1896 to the year 1960, when the island, like all other African countries, engaged in the struggle for independence. And the first president of that country was Philbert Sirinanana. But it has been an island that has known great difficulties, as we know, one of the largest producers of vanilla. And it has had a checkered history, which has been characterized by revolt, has been characterized by coup d'etats, and has been characterized by very adverse action by the French in an attempt to control the people of Madagascar. But one of the most significant things has been the lack of cohesion amongst the people, who are basically of one stock. We will remember that as early as the 1960s, no sooner had they regained independence than the tumult that we now see and associate with Madagascar was already taking root. Philbert Sirinanana, of course, became the president, and very soon after, in the 1970s, Didier Ratsiraka. And Didier Ratsiraka is the much more famous of the presidents of Madagascar, and he too was to face revolt from the students, which all actually sets a precedent that students in Madagascar have never been silent whenever they have felt that the affairs of the country have not been run as well as they should have been. The Didier Ratsiraka administration itself was removed by the administration of Marc Ravalomanana. Marc Ravalomanana also occupied that political space for quite some time, but the economy did not improve as it should have. And this is curious because this possibly is one of the four largest islands in the world. And given its geographic location, Madagascar should be doing better than it is. But for some reason, opportunities for young men and women have not been as forthcoming as they should have been, with the consequence that every other circle we see the convulsion of the students, culminating in the removal of Marc Ravalomanana by a young man who became the symbol of revolt, Andy Rajuel. Andy Rajuel was a DJ, and his claim to fame was that he was a good DJ. And when the revolt took place, he remained in power for over 10 years. During that period, one of the most curious things is that he had never dropped his French citizenship. And this became a factor in the year 2013. When there was an election or thereabouts, the dates are ones that to be subject to confirmation. But Andy Rajwell is an individual who then occupied the political space in Madagascar for a very long time and was very active even in the African scene in terms of his involvement in the activities of the African Union, making Madagascar and the capital Antananarivo a capital that was known in the continent of Africa given the early activities of his predecessors. But the year 2025 became a difficult year. It became a difficult year because young people, particularly the student population, felt that the administration of Rajwell was no longer doing what was necessary. And those who have had the opportunity of visiting Antananarivo will be thoroughly disappointed at the state of facilities, particularly the universities, when we are talking about the 21st century and a country that has such great potential. The consequence then was that the student rose, and with the students, the population rose. And what essentially was an economic revolt led to the disappearance of Rajwell in the year 2025. And even as we speak in the early parts of the year 2026, there is debate as to his actual location. Some say he's in France, some say he has escaped, but nobody quite knows where Andy Rajwell is. Immediately after he was overthrown, and of course he was replaced by Michael Radiananana, and that is the current administration that we have in Madagascar. But there is a problem, because the students who thought that they had led the revolution are saying, but nothing has changed. The situation is as it was when we had Didier Ratsiraka, when we had Marc Ravalomanana, when we had Randy Rajwell. But one can say that is too soon. But the tragedy is that when people want change, they want microwave changes and instant coffee changes. And Madagascar now finds herself in a space where revolt is what is the norm in that part of the world. The question is, and I think this is a legitimate question to pose, that the hand of France is never far away from these revolts that are taking place in her former colonies. And it's important to contextualize that Madagascar is very important to the French as we know them now, because they are losing their grip in their other colonies, not only in the western and central part of Africa, but in different parts of the continent and the world. And Madagascar is the geographically larger colony, if you exclude the little islands such as Mayotte and La Réunion. So Madagascar is very important, because even from the standpoint of the resources that she has, it is an important island for French influence. It must be remembered that the British have a presence in Diego Garcia, in the same geographical neighborhood. And in terms of the renewed competition of the erstwhile colonizers, that particular Gulf of Mozambique then becomes very important. It must also be remembered that the French are very active in the exploitation of gas resources in the Gaza region of Mozambique. And that is also an important sea route. If you look at what is happening in the world now, that is part of the sea route on the southern part of Africa. And Madagascar is then very important. And that is why the French are making every effort to ensure that he or she who controls Madagascar is in many ways a lackey of the French. The troubles in Madagascar must then be seen in that context. And the context is that since France gave away the control of Madagascar in 1960, the indigenes have not done a good job. It has been contest for political power without the accompanying economic development, with the consequence that if you look at the GDP of Madagascar and GDP per capita, it is one of the countries that has low GDPs, notwithstanding that our resources can help her. Vanilla, for example, is something that offers opportunities that are really cannot be calculated. Of course, I'm being hyperbolic in this regard, but cannot be calculated as to what it can do for the population. The absence of infrastructure, the absence of opportunities for young people, the other resources such as mineral resources that are being discovered, the fishing resources in the Madagascar region, the use of their seaports, Madagascar as a potential tourism resort, particularly when you compare with what is happening in Mauritius, the opportunities are huge. And the young population is saying that the politics that is being practiced by these individuals is not giving them what they need and what they desire. And that is why the student uprising has seen the expansion of political leaders, and the military leader who has been sworn in, one hopes, will midwife a democratic process and create a wave of young people who will then take charge of the politics of Madagascar and restore Madagascar and the administration in Antananarivo in a manner that will be beneficial to the people of Madagascar. And we cannot forget that when there was COVID, the Malagasy Institute of Applied Science actually did give to the world COVID organic. It was something that was to be applauded. One hopes that science will also be applied to help the people of Malagasy or Madagascar, because they have demonstrated that they have the intellectual capacity to move the world and Africa to a different orbit. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We continue our conversations about the continent of Africa, and today we are focused on Madagascar or Malagasy, that island peopled by individuals who originally came from the island of Borneo in Malaysia or next to Malaysia. Thank you very much, and see you again.